Hello listeners, this is Cricket Chatter. I am Yash Dhar and with me I have Parth Doshi and a new member, Apurvan Murthy. And this is that time of the year again. I think IPL abhi ek yearly event nahi, 6 mahine mein har baar aa jata hai. So we're talking about the 6-monthly IPL. No, I'm just kidding. It's a really important IPL for any team, any player. Some players have a lot to prove. Some players are looking to impress selectors and the audiences. We have a lot to talk about in this episode. But let's look at the points table once before we start talking. So we have Delhi at first, Chennai, Bangalore and Mumbai. So Delhi, Chennai, Bangalore, Mumbai make up the first four teams. And Rajasthan, Punjab, Kolkata and Hyderabad bring up the rear. Let's start. This is a curtain raiser. So we will be talking about every individual team, their squads, discuss a little bit about it. हम काफ़ी खुश हैं कि एक ट्रांसफर्स ऑफ सॉर्ट हुआ है इन ऑल टीम्स. सम टीम्स माइट बी क्वाइट हैप्पी विद द चेंजेस एंड रिप्लेसमेंट्स दे हैव गॉट. सम मे बी नॉट दैट मच, बट वी विल डिस्कस एवरीथिंग इन दिस, सो हैंग इन देयर. लेट्स मूव इनटू द दिल्ली स्क्वाड. वी हैव ऋषभ पंत एज कैप्टन, श्रेयस अय्यर कम्स बैक, वी हैव कगिसो रबाडा नॉटे इन द स्क्वाड, वोक्स Chris Wokes misses out and we have Ben Dwoshis who is from Australia and he'll be joining in the squad. So let's start with this part. Kya lagta hai, Delhi is at number one. Will they continue their winning streak? They have had some really last ball defeats. One memorable one was against Bangalore, which you will remember. Raj and Kohli were quite involved in that last over antics. But we have Shikhar Dhawan, Prithvi Shaw, a lot of star-studded Indian batting, but also some really good Indian spin bowling. But baat hai ki ab hum India mein nahi khel rahe, where you know you have slower pitches like Delhi, Chennai, Ahmedabad, but you're playing in Abu Dhabi, Dubai and Sharjah. So Parth, Apurvan, what's your take on the squad and the 11 that they should have?
Unhe itna tension lene ka zarurat nahi hai. They have a very sorted team where most of the players were in form and should still be in form. I think when it was announced that Rishabh Pant will continue the captaincy, at first I was, you know, a bit disappointed because I wanted to see Shreyas Iyer captain the side as well. But I get the point of giving him some space and time, taki, you know, he focuses on his game and gets back to term with it, and then he'll probably continue with the captaincy next year. In terms of the playing 11, I think most part ke liye, so it would be the same team where Shikhar Dhawan and Shaw open. Shreyas Iyer will come in at number 3 or Steve Smith, and I think those two can interchange. But apart from that, yeah, the team should be pretty same. But as you pointed out, it's Dubai, so they might not want to play Lalit Yadav and Ashwin and Akshar Patel together. So we could see the inclusion of Umesh Yadav or Ishan Sharma in the team, which jo hume IPL hua tha usme itna dekhne ko nahi mila tha. So it will be exciting to see Umesh Yadav or Ishan Sharma come into action, and I'm pretty sure they will get some games at least in the beginning.
Definitely agree with Parth. So this is in great form. Shikhar Dhawan on fire and Shreyas Iyer is back. What a powerful batting lineup, and paired with a above average bowling line as well. So, really rooting for Rishabh Pant to shine as a captain. As for the team, yeah, Parth said was quite accurate. They wouldn't want to, you know, mess up the batting lineup and the bowling lineup. Maybe they might go with, as he said, they might not want Akshar Patel and Ashwin and Lalit in the same lineup. So, yeah.
Definitely, I'm looking in at Shreyas Iyer coming back, and there was that spot of bother with Steve Smith or Ajinkya Rahane taking in that number 3 position and slowing down the run rate in the middle overs. But with Shreyas Iyer coming back, quite interesting. Ashwin makes the cut for World T20, which is happening in UAE. So interesting to see how many games he will get. I'm expecting quite a lot. He has competition with Amit Mishra, who's been an IPL legend of sorts. But it will be quite interesting to see their 11. Abu Dhabi, Dubai, quite suitable for pacers. They have Rabada, Notte, two of the best in the world, and in the South African lineup as well. So interesting lineup, and Delhi will be looking for a number one, number two finish before the playoffs.
Very, very strong team, and I mean they still have so many options. Even after having a good 11, they have players who can just come in and fit in for them, even if there are injuries. So looking extremely strong.
The new players in the Delhi squad, they are really nice. I mean, Avesh Khan, and his bowling has been really good. This season, the first part of this season. So yeah, let's see.
First part and second part. I think these are like installments of yes. Moving on to installments, we are talking about Chennai, because Chennai has played both the 2020 and the 2021 season in installments, where in 2020, they were at the bottom of the table. They weren't performing well, but that was in the UAE. So they would not want to repeat that this installment. Chennai has been looking in good form when they were playing the tournament in India. Definitely, they have used Moeen Ali very, very differently, very radically when compared to England itself. And personally, I don't know why. Why does England have such a problem accepting the fact that Moeen Ali is a proper all-rounder? But anyway, they have Shardul Thakur in there, who's been quite the star for India. Josh Hazlewood will be making into the squad. Imran Tahir is also part of the squad. So we have a lot of these stars. I think Faf has a slight picked up at the CPL. But we still have a lot of Indian batting in there. You have Rituraj Gaikwad, who's coming into himself. You have Robin Uttappa. Pujara is in there. Raidu, Raina, Dhoni. Bravo also. Bravo, now the winning captain of this edition of CPL, the recently concluded CPL. Deepak Chahar, who had done quite well for India against Sri Lanka. And I think he's in the reserves for this year's World T20. So we're looking at a lot of brilliance in the squad. But, I mean, you guys have to agree with this. Raina, Raidu, Dhoni. These three members need to have a big year. Because we have seen this historically. Every time Chennai does well, Raina scores. Raina is not playing in his familiar number three spot. He's at four now because of Moeen Ali taking up that spot. But what do you guys think? Raina, Raidu, Dhoni, they need to have a big year.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Ke Raina, Raidu and Dhoni have to have a big year. The only thing is, last year, IPL was in UAE and Chennai wasn't really at their best. The good thing this year is they've had a really, really strong first half. So they will have the confidence. And I'd like to see Dhoni come up a bit up the order. But I think now he's just taken that position lower the order. He wants his other players to go out there and perform before he comes. And I feel two important players for me are also Moeen Ali and Shardul Thakur. Moeen Ali is the key for their batting. I feel he can just change the game and turn it on its heads on his own. And Shardul Thakur is coming off, you know, a strong performance in the test series. He didn't have a good impact in the first half, but again, this impact in the test series, he'll probably have the confidence and he'll raise his hand and take the responsibility of the team to, you know, bring that bowling attack together as well, along with Deepak Chahar. So for me, Moeen Ali and Shardul Thakur are the key players. If Faf has an injury, then I think we'll get to see maybe Robin Uttappa, and we could, for a foreign player, we could get to see Dwayne Bravo or Josh Hazlewood. Both, I think, are really, really good options. They've played for, I mean, Josh Hazlewood has come in and he's played for Chennai before as well. So he'll fit right into the team, and he's an outstanding bowler. And both Hazlewood and Bravo, they give you two different, like Bravo gives you cutters, Hazlewood will give you pace and, you know, a bit of variation here and there. So according to the pitch, they could, you know, switch between these two well as well. And you always have a player like Imran Tahir at the back, who just loves taking wickets regardless of his age. And there's Mitchell Santner too, right? So they've got a lot of options and they've got a strong team. They have good confidence. Hopefully we, you know, don't see them fall off because it's UAE. They're a quality side and I expect them to keep, you know, continuing their momentum just like they did in the first half.
So the physical fitness side of things will be an issue for Chennai squad, because of the age, obviously. So the conditions in Abu Dhabi, UAE, the Dubai settings is that it is quite humid and dry at the start. But as you go, the dew factor increases. So the thing is that physical fitness will be a really tough thing for the Chennai squad. And I've got this gut feeling that Chennai is about to, you know, unleash Pujara. So, okay. I mean, yeah, his performance with the new stands and the T20 format that he has in mind right now, it might impact the game. I just saw a video of his stance training, his net training. So, yeah, everything looks fine for Pujara. Let's just hope that he shines in this.
Now, we're looking at Chennai, their first game and the first game of the second installment of IPL that happens in UAE is against Mumbai Indians. Mumbai Indians is traditionally more suited for UAE conditions where Chennai isn't. So what do you guys think would they want to change? Now, they do have some quality pacers. They have Josh Hazlewood, Dwayne Bravo. I think Sam Curran won't be able to make it because of the bubble quarantine, bubble issues. But they have Lungi Ngidi over there. So I think they have quite a lot of options there. And as we all know, MS Dhoni likes to go in with a number of bowling options. But Parth, what do you think, Parth and Apurvan, what do you think? Would they want to go in with maybe just three overseas players and probably back both Deepak and Shardul and Josh Hazlewood, or would they want to include a Bravo in there? Because Bravo, to be very honest, he's more suited for a Sharjah type of pitch, which where the ball sticks more. Off cutters and leg cutters. Because to be very honest, Bravo's pace has gone down over the years. So what's your thought behind that?
They probably will go with three foreigners. Mostly it will be Ngidi. If Curran's not available, then I think Josh Hazlewood will play and Moeen Ali will be there, so that Moeen and Jadeja can provide the spin options for them. And I don't think Santner and Tahir will make it because they already have two spin options and you don't really need a third option on this pitch. And Deepak and Shardul have been good for them. They have been performing well from them. Chahar, especially in the power plays, has been very lethal. And Shardul Thakur in the death has been proved his worth with his cutters and cross seamers. So I feel they know what role they have to play. And Josh Hazlewood and Lungi Ngidi will bowl around them and make sure that this, you know, bowling lineup sticks together. And you have your Moeen Ali and Jadeja to get the spin overs out as well. So I feel three foreigners is the way to go for them. And yeah, I mean, I don't see a fourth player, fourth foreigner coming into the play here.
Yeah, so thinking from the perspective of the captain, I would definitely suggest that he go with Bravo, because Bravo is, I think he's fine in the death overs.
Interesting. Very surprising to see Imran Tahir not making the team, but I do agree. This is a situation where he doesn't find his place. So Chennai ending in the top four, or maybe UAE haunts them. Parth, Apurvan.
It will be in the back of their minds. Wo to sure hai. But I feel the team is solid and they are in high spirits this year. So don't see why they would fall off, especially because they also have a really strong net run rate. So even if it comes down to the wire with points, I feel they still will easily be able to manage to sneak in the top four. They already are in the top four. So that's already a good place to start with. And I don't see them falling off. They could maybe even go up and put dethrone DC from the first spot if they keep going as they did in the last, in the first half of the season. So yeah, I don't think they really need to be that worried.
CSK just needs three more wins out of the seven matches to qualify into the playoffs. And given that the net run rate is around 1.27. So, yeah, I personally feel that CSK will qualify this year. But winning the finals is the... Winning the cup is the thing that should be considered, right?
So, yeah. They'll be praying that Mumbai Indians isn't in the final, because They've had enough time with them.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah.
And plus, this is the odd year. So, Mumbai Indians really do have that of the odd years. But streak and odd years winning the trophy, that's quite a lot of chatter that CSK and Mumbai have. But one team that always talks about winning the trophy, but they come really close when they can't. And I'm looking at Parth Doshi right now. But we are looking at their squad and they have made quite a few additions. They have a notable one in Vanindu Hasaranga and Dushmanta Chamira. They also have Tim David coming in and George Garton. George Garton is quite an effective all-rounder. I think a very like-to-like replacement for Washington Sundar. But again, I mean, he does take up an overseas spot over there. We are looking at Bangalore, and Bangalore has always been a batting-heavy squad. But we're looking at a lot of bowling options as well. We're looking at Glenn Maxwell, who can offer bowling. Daniel Christian, who can offer some expertise in that area. We have Harshal Patel, who has found the purple cap stands as his own. Mm-hmm. Some really shearing pace. We have Shahbaz Ahmed, who can give you that all-rounder option. Kyle Jameson, who has disappointed many Indians in the WTC final. But here, Virat Kohli will have to be best friends with him, if he can. And Mohammad Siraj as well. But one name that really stands out for me is Yuzvendra Chahal. Now, with a squad, an Indian squad that goes to the World Cup with five spinners, Yuzvendra Chahal doesn't make the cut. Considering the fact that Dubai and Abu Dhabi are longer boundary grounds, do you see Yuzvendra Chahal coming back into the attack, considering the fact that they already have Vanindu Hasaranga, who is probably number one, number two T20 spin bowler. And you have Maxwell, who will definitely play. So you already have two spinners there. So has Yuzvendra Chahal lost his place to an overseas star because of his disappointment in Team India?
No, I don't think so. I think he always has been a very important part of the RCB bowling attack. And I don't see him going out just because, you know, his form may have not been impressive recently. It's too big of a risk to take in the first match to sit Chahal out. He's always, at least for me, one of the go-to bowlers for Kohli. Whenever he wants a wicket, he just, you know, comes and he gets the important wickets. And yeah, I don't think there is a need to bring that tweak yet. If he does not perform, it's a good thing to have some options in the back. As you said, Hasaranga is there, but they should start off with him, and I think he will want to prove himself. And as you said, these are the grounds where, you know, he could take advantage of the longer boundaries because he, you know, likes to bowl that ball outside off, way outside off, and tempt the batsman into hitting it, and then most of them get caught out. That's his go-to ball, and bigger boundaries will suit that. So I feel he will begin with. If he doesn't, then it would be a surprise for me. And yeah, I mean, I think he's very important for the team. In the bowling attack, he's one of the senior players as well, because Jameson is new to the team. Definitely. Siraj is also a younger player. Harshal Patel is also pretty young, and
Saini as well.
Saini as well, exactly. So well, yeah, you need someone like Chahal who brings that experience in the bowling lineup as well.
Definitely agree with Parth, experience side of things of Chahal. And another thing that I wanted to, you know, I personally feel is that Chahal will, you know, up his game after, you know, the World Cup, the committee, selection committee ka jo bhi hua. And yeah, that is my personal idea behind it. And definitely, they wouldn't put him directly in the first match. But yeah, Virat Kohli, as the captain he is, he might bring in Chahal to a point. He might bring him in in a place where he needs to be in. So
yeah, I think RCB, you know, are in a very decent spot. So I don't think they will and should take many risks, because we've seen in the past where they've chopped out players, out and in players, and it's really gone haywire for them in the middle of the season. So they have learned from their past mistakes. We saw this year when, you know, they were sticking to a team, to a combination, and backing their players. And I think that's what we're going to see right now as well. Even if we maybe see Chahal not perform for 2-3 matches, I think they'll still stick with the same team because it's a combination that's worked for them really well this year. So don't really see a point in changing it when especially players like Hasranga, Chamira and George Garton, they haven't even played in IPL before. So it's a very big risk to, you know, place all your chips in on these players and expect them to win new matches or just fit into the team right away.
Bangalore have been a team of changes. They don't really have that settled 11 like a Chennai or a Mumbai over the years. That's quite a good point that you bring there, Parth. But definitely, we are looking at Virat Kohli preparing for the World Cup and he will be opening the innings. He has already stated that he'll be opening the innings for India. So, Devdutt Padikkal, Virat Kohli. Who is your number three in this situation? I remember Rajat Patidar was used in quite a few matches. Shahbaz Ahmed was used in quite a few matches. They do have Mohammad Azharuddin, who is quite a good domestic batsman. Who's your pick there? Or do you promote Glenn Maxwell, AB de Villiers, and then slot in Daniel Christian? Because that then brings their tail in for batting quite quickly. So, who is your number three in the situation? Is it Rajat Patidar, Sachin Baby, or do you just bring up Glenn Maxwell?
My money is with Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Yeah, I just want to know what about Parth. What do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, that number three spot has been the only spot of question for RCB, you know, this year where they've tried Patidar, Shahbaz Ahmed. I think Washington Sundar also came in at that spot for a couple games. Yes, I mean, that's the main question for them. And I feel Rajat Patidar could play because he's a proper batsman, unlike Shahbaz Ahmed, who's more of an all-rounder. So, Patidar may not have, you know, turned heads in whatever game he's played, but he showed that he can, you know, play a calm innings and he has, you know, natural strokes to play and he can settle the innings. When, you know, players like Kohli, De Villiers, Maxwell are around you, you don't really need to go berserk at every ball. So, he's one of those players who can rotate the strike very well, play against the spin very well in the middle overs, where RCB have struggled. So, I think, he probably would play at number three, in my opinion. I'd love to see Maxwell at number three as well. The more we see of him, I'd be happy. But logically, I think Rajat Patidar would play.
In my opinion, RCB's bowling lineup has been quite adequate. But the batting lineup, due to the fall of wickets early on in the game, they have been quite inadequate, is what I feel. So, let's just take Virat Kohli, the captain, or like AB de Villiers. If they stand and they, go up till the 10th over or the 11th over, then they start hitting it off. And up until that point, they are like, yeah, let's just play it cool for some time. And then let's hit it. Let me just get into the mode and do it. So, that is one thing that they have to improve in the squad.
Apurvan brings in an important point here because you see Virat Kohli, Glenn Maxwell and AB de Villiers. AB de Villiers is not even going to talk about the man. Man can not play cricket for 8 months and then turn up and hit at a strike rate of 150, 160. So, but Glenn Maxwell has tried really hard and he does like the UAE pitches. You remember the 2014 edition of Punjab did quite well. Only concern for me personally, and I do know listeners, we have been talking about this man for a lot of time on this show, but this is Virat Kohli we're talking about. He has been quite an issue in any team he plays at. His strike rates have dropped considerably, even in white ball cricket. He was batting at a strike rate of 120, 125. Now, that's not the strike rate we see from Virat Kohli. As Parth Doshi has mentioned quite a few times, we and Bangalore fans would definitely want to see the 2016 Virat Kohli back batting at 150, 160. Because I think for all the youngsters there, including Padikkal, who is now India player as well, but players like Padikkal, players like Rajat Patidar and even the tail, I think this team has always been two pillars, Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers. But under these guys, they really need to perform. De Villiers performs, yes, but Kohli really needs to be performing for the team to do well. The captain performs, the team performs, everyone's happy. But yeah, I think Parth will have a lot to say about Virat Kohli's batting.
I mean, there's no beating around the bush. Wo form mein nahi hai. So we all hope he finds form, but if he doesn't, then that's why I want someone like a Pattidar to come in at 3, because if Maxwell also comes at 3 and we throw away two early wickets and Maxwell also goes away, then you can't rest the entire game every time on AB de Villiers. Mm-hmm. So Kohli, I think, can be replaced by Pattidar. Obviously, I'm not comparing the two, but Pattidar can carry on the role of rotating strikes, hitting the occasional boundary and, trying to stabilize the wicket if either Padikkal or Kohli, get out early. So, I think the team also will be aware of the form that Kohli is in. Kohli himself will be aware. But I think that they have a strong enough batting lineup that even if Kohli gets, has a bad second half as well, then there are many players to, who can win games on themselves as well. So, yeah, I mean, we hope to see Kohli get back into form. But if he doesn't, then I think RCB are still not in that bad of a spot.
See, we're looking at Virat Kohli proving a point. He has had a lot of name in the news with his T20 captaincy in concern and him announcing he will be giving it up. But he would definitely be hoping to prove that point. Isal Cup Namade, he would want that to happen. And they are looking good on the points table, but not that much with the net run rate. IPL has always been, especially in the second half, IPL has always been a game of the net run rate. So I think they would be looking to finish games quickly and much more effectively. Moving into the next team, and this is Mumbai Indians. Now, every team, every sport rather, does have a legend where every team, like a team in the league, wins 3 times. We've seen that with the Chicago Bulls, and then they are legends. And Mumbai is trying to do that. They have won in 13, 15, 17, 19. They broke that with the odd number streak with 20. And they do perform well in Abu Dhabi, Dubai. We're looking at Quinton de Kock, Chris Lynn, Pollard, James Neesham, Marco Jansen, Coulter Nile, Milne Bolt. These are the overseas players. I mean, you have Pandya, Pollard, who make up that middle order. Quite dangerous, but also my eye will definitely be on Hardik Pandya. Now, it has been mentioned that he will be bowling much more often with the World Cup in the talks. But I am personally very excited to watch Jasprit Bumrah bowl after that series that he's had in England, where he's looked completely lethal against batsmen at any stage of the game. I'm really looking forward to Bumrah making really good performances in this part of the IPL. So, what are your thoughts about their team and their overseas bench strength, and also the fact that they are one of the few teams who goes in without any changes?
I think Mumbai Indians, the only positive thing is that they can only improve because they've not really had a great season with the bat so far, if I may say so. I mean, Rohit Sharma is their highest run scorer, and generally he's really not even in, he's not the top scorer for them. He plays the role of, the anchor who takes the innings together. Guys like Ishan Kishan, Surya Kumar Yadav, and even Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar has had starts but hasn't been able to convert, and Ishan Kishan and Hardik Pandya just have not had a great IPL. So the positive for them is that, they can only show up as a better batting side. These are all quality players, and I'm sure they'd want to, prove to the world that, when we played the first half, then maybe they were going through just a rough patch. You have Quinton de Kock, who's also, we know how much of a class player he is, and their bowling lineup is what was winning them the games. Trent Bolt and Bumrah are just two of the finest bowlers that we have in world cricket right now. And you mix in Hardik Pandya getting into action more as well. That's exciting. And Rahul Chahar has also been, has won them, I think, games single-handedly in the first half. So, yeah, I mean, I'm the team to be scared of is Mumbai Indians, because I mean, if they show up with the total form that we saw them last year with, then, I mean, it's going to be very hard for any team, no matter how much momentum they have, how great players they have, to stop them. So let's hope that we don't see, you know, the we see a good batting performance from Mumbai Indians, because I really did miss that in the first half. And I really felt that, you know, Mumbai Indians were missing something in that first half.
Exactly what happened the last match that they had, CSK versus MI. Sad that I am a CSK fan and I need to tell this, but Mumbai Indians squad is like the best right now.
Yeah.
And considering the fact that the batting hasn't been, above average, it is, it's a pretty round team. By the way, Pollard, in my opinion, he has to improve. Because many people have been wanting Pollard's comeback. 2021 season, mein, the first part, the last match of the first part was Mumbai Indians versus CSK. And in that match, Pollard, 87, I guess. 87 not out.
87 not out.
Yeah, 87 not out. So we want that Pollard back. And Rohit Sharma has been the scorer, the hitter right now. He's being the hitman. They have to do better. And they are in the fourth place right now. So I have high hopes for them to enter the playoffs.
They've always been a calm and collective team where we do see teams like, let's say, Hyderabad or even an RCB who have pillars for them. I have always believed, being a Mumbai supporter myself, that this has always been a team collaborative sort of situation and environment. Coming back to UAE, Mumbai has had quite a successful run there, but with their three pacers strategy, they had Pattinson, Trent Bolt and Bumrah there, and Hardik and Kyron Pollard would fetch in some overs over there. But I am very curious to see how Adam Milne is used by Rohit Sharma, because he has had quite a good performance in the 100. So, looking forward to that. Kunal Pandya and Rahul Chahar. Now, Rahul Chahar has made the T20 squad. Kunal Pandya hasn't. What do you guys feel about the spin attack? Now, we do talk about Rahul Chahar and how effective he has been, but he'll definitely have a red-hot Yuzvendra Chahal on his tail. Kunal Pandya, again, I personally believe with the ball, he was quite effective, especially that MI-KKR match. He was very, very deadly. But with the bat, he has been rather under-impressive, if I can use that term. What sort of changes would you want Mumbai Indians to implement with Kunal Pandya? Is it the batting order or is it a mindset change? And for Rahul Chahar, now how would they want to use him? Would they want to use an over of him in the power play? Keep him for the death overs, do something different with him. What's the next few games looking for these two players?
Yeah, this is very interesting, because I think Kunal Pandya, he's more of an economical bowler. You don't expect him to, you know, be the danger man who constantly get wickets. And that role is played by Rahul Chahar, who confuses the batsman, who tempts the batsman, and he gets the breakthroughs generally for Mumbai. So I think that's the role that, you know, they have in their minds. And the spin department is a department where Mumbai does lack a bit options. These are the only two strong spinners that they have. But I feel this they should just stick with it. Kunal Pandya should try to, you know, choke the opponent team for runs, so that they try to take risks against Chahar, and Chahar gets them the breakthroughs. In terms of batting, Kunal Pandya, we sometimes see he just impresses everyone in one random match with his batting, and he wins the game. And then in other matches, we're waiting for him to perform, but, you know, the performance just never comes. So it's always interesting. But I think he's a hard-working cricketer, I feel, who always try to, you know, provide something either with the bat or the ball. So, given the situation, I think, you know, he has shown his prowess with the bat. And again, he will do that. If his brother is not performing and he's seeing that, then he'll try to compensate for that as well. So, yeah, I think they don't have any other options. So it's good for them as a mindset that they will play probably all the games, and they have a lot of, you know, time to prove themselves. So they have had some time off the game as well. Krunal Pandya hasn't really played that much. So, I mean, yeah, I think they'll try to perform the best as much as they can in these conditions.
Talking about the batting, we have spoken a lot about the under-impressive performances by Mumbai's batsmen. They were getting starts but not able to really convert them into bigger scores. Rohit Sharma has, yes, been the highest scorer of the first installment for Mumbai Indians. Definitely looking at Surya Kumar Yadav, Ishan Kishan and Pandya to prove more with the bat. But one area of concern is Ishan Kishan's batting position. Because for Team India, in the small sample size that we have to see, he has opened the innings and come in at 3. For Mumbai, usually we see Quinton de Kock, Rohit Sharma opening and Surya Kumar Yadav coming in at 3 or 4, depending on who falls first, Quinton or Rohit. Where would you personally want to see Ishan Kishan in the batting order? Is it opening? Because that will be quite surprising to see Rohit Sharma, who is now overall, like all three formats, he opens the innings. So would you want to see Rohit probably coming in at 3? Because he has done that in the past. Or would you want Ishan Kishan to come in at 3-4 like a finisher? Because I think it was a Dubai game against RCB where Ishan Kishan and Pollard got it down to the last
ball,
lost by a run. And Ishan Kishan was 99 not out.
Yeah,
99 not out. So he can do the finishing part of the game as well. So where would you want to see Ishan Kishan in the lineup?
I think number 4 is the perfect spot for him in the team that, you know, team that he is in with the players that are there. Just like hum Kohli ki baat karte that, you know, he should open. In the same way, I think Rohit Sharma should also open. You know, your team's best batsman, your captain should lead from the front, especially when he's, you know, a quality player like Rohit Sharma. Rohit Sharma shouldn't come down. And Ishan Kishan has already played so many matches for Mumbai Indians at this spot. So I don't think that the position is what was the problem with his form in the first half. Some of his shots were questionable. He was maybe going for a one risk too many during his batting, and he was just not able to, you know, connect sometimes. So it was just a rough patch, I feel, and the position is very suitable for him because he likes to be aggressive. And he can, with Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar and Ishan Kishan in the middle, it's a very intimidating and explosive middle order to have for a team, which maybe a Rohit Sharma, if he comes later down the order, he wouldn't play the same role if he comes there. So I feel, jaisa hai, waisa theek hai. Ishan Kishan just, you know, has to prize his wicket more and take responsibility of his wicket because he comes at a crucial position for the team.
Exactly my point.
Yeah. So, agar wo dhyan mein rakh le, so he can perform well, in my opinion.
Looking at a lot of good performances from the Indian batsmen, keeping the World Cup in mind from Mumbai, they are in at 4. But under Mahila Jayawardene's good coaching, and I think Sachin is also there. We have been seeing some videos on their social media handles. So they have the god of cricket himself there. So I'm really looking forward to the Indian batsmen performing very well. Let's move on to now the bottom 4 of the table. But at the top of the bottom 4, quite an interesting phrase that I've used there, is Rajasthan. Now, Rajasthan finds themselves in a predicament where they have lost a lot of their overseas players. Now, there's no Josh Butler. There is no Jofra Archer. There's no Ben Stokes. There might be a couple of others who are missing out. But if you ask me personally, I am not that surprised or that panicky about their replacements because they have Evan Lewis there, who has done very, very well in the CPL. I think he's hit the maximum sixes of the tournament, 38, if I'm not wrong. They have Liam Livingston, who has impressed everyone in the 100. They have Chris Morris, who was the highest paid player of the previous auction. They have Oshane Thomas, who brings in a factor in the pace attack which was previously missing, which is an all-out pacer, a really sheer pacer. And then we have Tabrez Shamsi, who is, I think, number one, number two. Him and Vananu Hasaranga are moving up and down the number one, number two in the ICC bowling rankings for T20Is. So they have quite a good team there. They have David Miller and Mustafizur Rahman, who I have just forgotten. But they have also done quite well for the team.
Yeah.
But I personally feel amongst all of these people, it has to be Sanju Samson's addition. We haven't seen a lot of consistency from the man. He has dropped out of the T20 squad. Yes, he has. Ishan Kishan, who is a rather younger and less experienced batsman, is finding more games into the T20 side. That must have hurt. But I'm definitely looking forward to Sanju Samson playing a much more important role in that batting lineup. But definitely looking forward to Yashasvi Jaiswal, Riyan Parar, Chetan Sakaria, some of these younger Indian players. They have really impressed when they were playing in India, especially Sakaria in the bowling lineup. But it has to be the year of Sanju Samson and a lot of these middle order players, you know, Riyan Parag, Shivam Dubey. How are they placed? When do they come in? What are their roles? I think once that's clear, Rajasthan, of course, with the misses that they have, I mean, Jofra Archer, Ben Stokes, they say players ko produce karna, substitute karna, not very easy. But I think if they work wisely with what they have, they can do pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think just like Mumbai Indians, even Rajasthan can only go up from where they ended the first half, because in the first half, I mean, they didn't even have replacements for the players that had left. So they were, in fact, more restricted with the amount of players they could play. The only person they'll be missing is Josh Butler, because Ben Stokes or Archer to pehle half mein bhi nahi the. And they've got really good players, as you mentioned. I mean, I'm excited to see either Elvin Lewis or Liam Livingstone open the batting, because, I mean, both are really explosive players and could win a game on themselves if they get going. And, I mean, you look at that batting lineup, Elvin Lewis kya naam tha uska? Evan Lewis or Liam Livingston, Yashasvi Jaiswal's there, Sanju Samson, Riyan Parag, Rahul Tevatia, and David Miller in the mix as well. That's a really strong and stable batting lineup, in my opinion. And we saw Chris Morris and Mustafizur Rahman perform really, really well for them in the first half. And then you add in Chetan Sakaria and Jaydev Unnatkat, who has, you know, some experience as well, and who also did perform decently in a couple games here and there. So, in my opinion, this is one of the dark horse teams who could upset, you know, the top four teams. And, I mean, I think they could even make it into the top four if they play their cards right. It's a really strong team, in my opinion.
I have a different opinion from what Parth has said. So, what I'm saying is the consistency of all the players, of all the batsmen in the Rajasthan squad, isn't great. Completely not great, because when you see the chasing side of things, they're doing great. But when it comes to batting first and, you know, defending the score, it hasn't been very great. Chasing the score, Sanju Samson, there was this one match where he scored 120 off 63 balls. And so there's this inconsistency in the batting order. Yeah. And as for the bowling, they are doing really great. Unnatkat has been bowling really good. Tevatia, the economy of Tevatia is quite okayish. And quite a normal team. I definitely wouldn't say they would upset the top four. But yeah, they might, you know, try to grab on to the train and, you know, come up. So yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, consistency obviously is a point, which is why Sanju Samson, you know, is important that he has a good IPL, and which is why Rajasthan are fifth. If their players were consistent, then they probably would be a bit higher. I'm just if they are consistent, then that's when I feel they could break into the top four.
Exactly.
Definitely. I think consistency is something that most of their players are looking at. I mean, Chris Morris has out on an entry in the South Africa T20 squad as well. I mean, I genuinely feel Chris Morris is one of those players who doesn't play for South Africa so he can play IPL. But we're looking at a lot of young talent in the squad. We're looking at Karthik Tyagi. We're looking at Mayank Markande, who's not got a lot of games since he has come to the side.
Yeah.
We're looking at Ketan Sakaria. We're looking at Rahul Tevatia. I have forgotten the superhero Tevatia. from the side. We have Yashasvi Jaiswal, Riyan Parag. So they do have a lot of talent. But as Apurvan has mentioned, yes, they need to really, really be consistent to upset teams like, let's say, a Mumbai or a Bangalore. But they have the right talent. I think time will tell where they stand.
It's quite a young squad, to be honest.
It is very young. And not a lot of international experience, even with their overseas players. Evan Lewis ho, Liam Livingston ho, O'Shane Thomas, Tabrez Shamsi. Zyada international games kisi ke naam pe nahi hai. Sirf, I think, Chris Morris. Hafizur Rahman. And David Miller, I think they have played cricket for quite some time. Liam Livingston, again, he has impressed players at the 100, which is a league-based, franchisee cricketing league. You have Evan Lewis, who's again done very well for Mumbai Indians when he used to play there. But again, at the CPL. But have they done that well for their international sides? I wouldn't really agree. If someone does have a point for that. But Tabrez Shamsi is coming. The recent forms are quite exciting and rejuvenating for a side like Rajasthan. And as Parth had mentioned, with a side where even in the initial phase, they had quite a lot of difficulties bringing in an 11. So I think from that position, they are looking quite good. Let's see what Rajasthan holds for us. But really interested for their replacements. I think this is one of the whose replacements have been quite interesting. But another team whose replacements have been quite exciting is Punjab. Now, Punjab have brought in a player who for many years, I have fought with people and said he should be playing the IPL. And that is Adil Rashid. Coming to Punjab squad, we have Chris Gayl, the universal boss or the Infinite Alexi boss. I'm not sure of what his ticker says now. But we have Chris Gayl in there. We have Nicholas Puran in there. Aidan Markram comes into the side as a replacement to David Malan. Now, that's going to be a big blow. Not that quite big if you see at things. But you have Fabian Allen, Moises Henriquez, Chris Jordan, Nathan Ellis and Adil Rashid. KL Rahul, Mayank Agarwal, they got to open. Chris Gayl comes in one down. Now, who do you play, Nicholas Puran, Aidan Markram? Now, again, this is a discussion that we've had before. Nicholas Puran or David Malan? Now, we have seen, even with a string of ducks, Nicholas Puran continues to get games. But now, Nicholas Puran has had a good change of form in the CPL. But does he still come into a side where his previous scores for Punjab were 0-0 and, let me guess, yes, 0? let's think about that, because now you have Aidan Markram, who is in also good touch. You have Moises Henriquez, who can also contribute in bowling. So what is that spot looking at? That middle order, one overseas player, who are they looking at?
Nicholas Puran will be the obvious choice. I think KL Rahul has mentioned a couple of times that he's really fond of Nicholas Puran as a player, which is why we saw him get the amount of opportunities in the first half, because he sees a lot of promise in him as a player. And I do agree with him. When we've seen Nicholas Puran play, he just whacks the ball in every corner of the ground with extreme ease. And, you know, he makes the game look very easy. And I feel he is a very important player for their team. And it's important for him to have a good second half if Punjab wants to eye a spot in the top four. So I feel Nicholas Puran will be the go-to choice because, again, with Markram, as we've mentioned with other teams, that he hasn't really played IPL. So would be a gamble to just, you know, chuck him in the technically it's still the middle of the season, even though we're restarting. So I think Puran is a safer bet. And even Puran, if he's backed in this team, he'll feel more confident about his position, and it'll bring the better side of the game out of him, in my opinion. So Puran is the go-to guy for me. I think where they'll suffer though is the bowling, because Riley Meredith and Jai Richardson, who were, you know, showing some of the their promise in the last couple of games, are now not going to be there. And Shami in T20, you know, he's also very interesting, where some days he has a brilliant day and some days he just gets unlucky and gets hit for many runs. Point. So it would have been better if he had, you know, some good fast bowlers around him. Right now all he's got is Chris Jordan, who also has a reputation for going for a lot of
runs.
So that's the major concern for them. Punjab still has, you know, a lot of issues in batting as well, but right now bowling is a really big issue for them.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree with the point where bowling is a huge issue. And I personally, again, think that Punjab should, you know, do some experiments. Because as of now, they have nothing to lose. And as you can see, they are in the sixth place, I guess. Sixth position in the points table. And coming back from the sixth position to, you know, the top four is quite a horse ride. You have to be careful with what choices you make. So I personally think that they should, you know, drop Puran and go with Markram.
Mm-hmm.
Do some experimentation.
Quite interesting there. I think they would also want to, if they, as Parth pointed out, if they want to increase their bowling prowess and probably play in Fabian Allen or Moises Henriquez also over there.
Yeah.
They might even look into, you know, support their middle order Indian players. They have quite a few good ones, and a lot of them have gotten games for Punjab, either in 2020 or 21. Sarfaraz Khan, quite good. Mandeep Singh, quite efficient. Shahrukh Khan has been quite good as well. And he got a couple of games in the 21 edition. Deepak Hooda as well. Harpreet Brar, how are we not talking about him? I mean, he got three of your best players out. If I'm not wrong, he got Maxwell De Villiers and Kohli in a spell. Am I right?
So,
talking about these players, I think if Anil Kumble and KL Rahul are listening, and if they take Apurvan's points into consideration, make some experiments, because you have nothing to lose and you have a lot of young talent. So I think they should just look to have fun, and most importantly, KL Rahul should have some fun. I think when he comes to batting to Punjab, he's very restricted. We see him batting, you know, hitting 1658 balls. I mean, that's not the KL Rahul we want to see. We want to see the 2018 KL Rahul, who was just, you know, toying around with the bowlers. So I think we really need to see that KL Rahul back. So hoping to see some changes in their side. Some radical changes will make their team more formidable. But dekhte hain kya hota hai. Anil Kumble wahan pe baithe hain, toh I'm not that concerned. Whatever he thinks will be for the betterment of the team. But definitely, there is one team whose coach and players are not in tandem, and that is Kolkata. Kolkata's coach, who is Brendan McCullum, and over the years, we have seen again and again, he is a coach who looks to play fearless cricket. That's his brand of cricket. But we see his players. We see Shubman Gill, we see Nitish Rana, we see Varun Chakravarti in bowling, we see Dinesh Karthik, Ian Morgan. I mean, who cares who's a skipper now? I mean, they both feel like they're the captain.
Yeah.
We see Andre Russell in there, Shakib. They're all looking very, very restricted. Very, very fearful of what they're going to do. And this has been a side of champions back in 2012, 2014. Now, they do have a big change. Pat Cummins is not going to be this part of the season. Tim Southee, a player with equal experience, maybe more. Really change things up there. But Kuldeep Yadav hasn't got a game in the first part of this season. So, really looking at the management and questioning them whether they have belief on Kuldeep or no. I'm looking at Ben Cutting maybe getting a couple of games here. But it's really their batting who needs to get more sorted. Because except for Gill,
exactly,
all their other batsmen have changed roles and positions in the batting lineup.
Completely.
Everyone has. So, what's your top four looking like for Kolkata?
I mean, first of all, I think on paper, this is one of the strongest teams, right? You have Andre Russell, Owen Morgan. You have Loki Ferguson, Sunil Nareen, Shubman Gill. All just, you know, pretty big or promising names. But yeah, they've just not been able to, I don't know, they've just not been able to click this year. Andre Russell has had a terrible year. In fact, Shubman Gill also, you know, hasn't had the best of the IPL. Nitish Rana got a good start, couldn't carry it. So their batting is where I think they need to improve. Russell and Morgan need to have a good IPL, because Dinesh Karthik was the only one who was, you know, looking in touch, in form, and was, you know, trying to win them games. And Shubman Gill and Nitish Rana, look, they've been given the, you know, the chance to open for the team. They should take responsibility and, you know, really help their team get on a good start. Because if they fail, then the team is already on the back foot from the get-go. The one thing that I think is going to work for them is the fact that Pat Cummins isn't there. So they'll be able to play someone like a Tim Southee or a Loki Ferguson, or even both, who I feel are better options than Pat Cummins. From what we've seen in the past 2 years, he's really not been able to be that effective with the ball as we've expected, you know, a player like him to be. And Loki Ferguson has tremendous pace. He targets the stumps, and we've seen him, you know, perform really well for this team. On the other hand, Southee has, you know, brilliant swing and can trouble the batsman in the opening over. Yeah. So I genuinely feel both of them should play to, you know, have a strong pace attack. In the mix, you have Andre Russell, who also bowls quick and bowls those terrifying bouncers as well. So we saw him getting, you know, just one random over in the death. He suddenly was given the 20th over or the 18th over. And that worked for Kolkata. So I feel, Loki Ferguson and Southee both should play. And then you could either play Sunil Nareen, whom they probably will go with. Or there's fabulous options like Shakib Al-Hassan and Ben Cutting.
Yeah.
So I think they're bowling, because Pat Cummins is not there, it has a chance to improve. And their batting is already very, very strong. It's just that their players need to perform and click together. And once they do, this is also, in my opinion, one of the most terrifying sides in this IPL.
It is a very unexpectedly disappointing batting performance from Russell this year. I have always been a Russell fan, Russell follower, and really, really disappointed this year. And coming to the bowling side of things, Varun Chakravarti, Pat Cummins, Mavi, and so everything has been fine, but replacing Cummins is like quite a huge thing. So, dekhte, because in my opinion, as Parth said, Loki Ferguson or Tim Southee, Shakib Al-Hassan, definitely, for sure, and Ben Cutting. So, it's quite a, you know, polished team, but the management, again, they are quite, you know, the coaches and the management are a bit different from what they think. And as for Dinesh Karthik, I have mixed feelings about his batting right now, as he just gave up captaincy to become the batsman, right?
Yeah.
So he just gave up the captaincy, but his batting stats haven't drastically improved or anything. But let's just see. During the second part, I think that he might improve on batting. But so that's my side of it. Let's see.
Definitely, I think Kolkata, with the side that they have and the management, if you see on paper, is quite efficient. I mean, they have replacements for everyone. You see an Andre Russell, Ben Cutting, you see Harbhajan Singh, Varun Chakravarti. So I really don't see the reason why they haven't really clicked, except their batting order. They are at a position where they really need to perform, or rather outperform every other team in their way to get into the number 1, 2, 3, 4 spot. But it seems like an uphill task, but you never know. I mean, this is the IP. We have seen really, really impressive changes during the second half of the season.
Exactly.
But really uphill task. But as Parth said, if you play the cards right, anything can happen. But one team who will be looking for major miracles to happen is Hyderabad. Now, I have been a keen supporter of the team because of the talent that they hold. Notable omission of Johnny Bairstow. But again, like Rajasthan, I actually feel this omission is helping them. Because first they used to have this question, you know, Warner, Bairstow, Williamson, Rashid, is that it? You don't play Nabi, you don't play Holder, no Mujeeb, no Jason Roy. So yeah. I definitely feel Bairstow's omission is quite helpful for them. Their problem still lies in the middle order. Pandey has been quite stable, more stable than you would want him to be in a format like T20. You will now need Ridhiman Saha to play. So he will have to open because that's where he prefers to play in the white ball format. We have Priyam Garg, Virat Singh, Abdul Samad, Vijay Shankar, Kedar Jadhav, Mohammad Nabi or Jason Holder. I think one of them will be playing that middle order role. Abhishek Sharma as well. But again, very unexperienced middle order. And we have often seen them choking. Kafi Bar, starts, Milke bhi, they're not able to perform very well. So I really need an opinion from you guys. What do you think they should do to strengthen the middle order? Because Saha has to open or at least come in at 3. If he comes any later than that, he's really going to eat up balls. So, David Warner, Ridhiman Saha, Kane Williamson. After that, what's your batting order looking like? Do you play Manish Pandey or do you just go in with someone like Priyam Garg? And does Holder, Nabi, who makes the cut? I think Holder is preferred to be my option, but what's your choice?
There's Kedar Jadhav as well.
Yeah.
Let's not forget him.
Yeah. Kedar Jadhav, Vijay Shankar as well. They are both they're both India players. So I think they will make a strong point. But again, you know, you have Jason Holder who can play a much better role than Vijay Shankar can. Mohammad Nabi will give you 3 to 4 quality overs. Kedar Jadhav, I think he has stopped bowling after the 2019 World Cup. He hasn't really bowled that much. But I think you can get an over out of him if you need. But what's your middle order like?
I think this Hyderabad has really been a questionable side this year. In the auction as well, all they bought was... the only notable buyer was Kedar Jadhav, who is a decent player but doesn't really change the dynamics of this team in any way, which is why now they don't have many options for the middle order, right? They've only got a certain set of players which they already had, and they haven't worked in the first half of this IPL at all, and I don't think they have many options to change around, except that they could maybe change around the order of some of their batsmen, which also doesn't really seem logical to me. They also changed their captaincy. I think Warner stepped down from it. And Warner also started coming at number 4, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. He was opted out of the last match, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, they've been all over the place in this season. Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know how they'll get things together because... even when it comes to their bowling, Rashid's the only guy, you know, who I see taking wickets. Natarajan is back. He's exciting to watch, but he's also not played cricket for a while now. And Bhuvneshwar is not the Bhuvneshwar that we know. He's lost pace. He's not as effective. So they are in a tricky situation. And I think I genuinely feel they'll just have to let this IPL go and they'll be happy that there's a mega auction happening this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as Parth mentioned, it's been like the auction wasn't great for the Hyderabad squad. And the notable purchase was Kedar Jadhav. And Kedar Jadhav, as you guys know, his performance has been a bit okayish.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been bowling as well, so I wouldn't consider him as a great include to the team. But yes. So talking about the squad, yeah, David Warner. David Warner, I mean, out of form here, but still he's still David Warner. He could have done better as a captain. I just don't know why he quit, or why did the management make him quit. So, yeah, there's that. And Kane Williamson as a captain has always been a great person. And talking about the batting, I personally feel that the players are quite okayish. That is why the results of this particular IPL for Hyderabad has been really bad.
Yeah.
And there are many experienced players as well, like Kane Williamson. Yeah, definitely Kane Williamson, David Warner, Bairstow. So there are experienced players, Rashid Khan, experienced players, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, experienced player. But again, the young blood isn't like, you know, definitely like talented or anything. So I'm not saying that they aren't talented. They aren't just trained enough to come over this.
Come over the top four.
Definitely. I think players like Priyam Garg, Virat Singh, Abdul Samad, Abhishek Sharma, they have shown promise, but not that much.
Yeah.
They could do much more. Sadly, even the bowling, you know, Sandeep Sharma, Siddharth Kaul, Basil Thampi, Shahbaz Nadeem, they haven't got a lot of game time other than the IPL, and that's one odd match here or there. Natarajan coming back from an injury, as Parth mentioned, will be quite a surprise of how he performs. But definitely, Hyderabad really need to just refresh or restart this season with some new energy so that they're at least able to play their brand of cricket. So with that, we have covered up our curtain raiser for this second installment of IPL. We'll just go back again to the order on the points table. That is Delhi, Chennai, Bangalore, Mumbai in the top four, and Rajasthan, Punjab, Kolkata, Hyderabad at the bottom. We will be starting a new Instagram page with the name of Cricket Chatter. We will be putting out posts about the teams, squads, about the World Cup, even some funny jokes here and there. So do check that out. We will also be starting a new YouTube channel with the name of Cricket Chatter, where we will be posting weekly shows similar to this for the IPL, and if it does work well, even for the World Cup. So do check that out as well. Stay tuned for that. Listeners, if you've liked this episode, please share it with all us that you know. Please follow us and like this podcast on whichever platform you're hearing us on. And thank you very much, Apurvan and Parth. It's been quite an enjoyable one. And definitely, this is that time of the year when we're all really, really hyped. So yes. I look forward to many more conversations with you guys. So that is it for now, and we'll see you at the next episode for Cricket Chatter.